Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyevan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy bunts towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McCraw scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brohmer moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Borgman for a passed ball. Brohmer moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Holt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt fields the ball and throws to Blyevan covering. Safe. Gamble moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein juggles the ball. That's an error on Lowenstein. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein juggles the ball. That's an error on Lowenstein. Bry moves to third. Braun moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards first. Holt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Gamble scores. There goes McCraw trying to get to third. Heil throws the ball into Braun, who tags McCraw for the out. It's 3-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Terrell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ellis for a passed ball. Thompson moves to third. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Tom Buskey now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. the Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Rusty Torres pinch runs for George Hendrick. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes is hit by the pitch. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ellis bunts towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellis for the out. Torres moves to third. Spikes moves to second. One out. Jolis pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jolis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss takes first base on ball four. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Jolis. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Torres tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Rod Carew pinch hits for Jim Holt. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.